Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Beipei Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is April 15, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. iCapital partners with Bain Capital Credit. Fintech platform iCapital has partnered with Bain Capital Credit to provide financial advisors and investors with access to the latter's product suite. Endava launches retail banking report on tech challenges. Technology services company Endava has released its retail banking report, finding that 3/4 of banks admit they need to modernize their core. Orbit secures ISO certifications. Orbit has secured ISO 27001 and ISO 9001 certifications, aiming to optimize its information security and commitment to delivering improved solutions to clients. Citago partners with MMOB. UK-based fintech Citago has entered a collaboration with MMOB, an API adapter, aiming to enable lenders and corporates to embed its solutions via the latter's capabilities. Alisa Bank and Puro Finance agree on a combination. The board of directors of Finland-based Alisa Bank and the shareholders of Puro Finance have agreed on the combination of the companies through a share exchange. Finzly certified for compliance with ISO 20022. US-based modern money movement systems provider Finzly has been certified for compliance with ISO 20022 messaging standards for Fedwire. HiRadius launches B2B payments platform. US-based HiRadius has announced the launch of its B2B payments platform in order to reduce payment processing fees by up to 90%. MasterCard expands partnership with Equity Bank. US-based payment technology corporation MasterCard has expanded its collaboration with Equity Bank in a bid to improve cross-border payments for the latter's users. The Netherlands Authority for the Financial Markets, AFM, raises age verification concern in BNPL. The AFM has raised concerns about minors accessing BNPL services, despite a code of conduct by Billink, In3, Klarna, and Riverty to prevent such access. Adyen and UNICEF forge global partnership to support children's well-being. Adyen, a global financial technology company, and UNICEF have announced the establishment of a global partnership aimed at advancing shared goals for children's well-being worldwide. HID launches additional services. US-based identity solutions provider HID has announced the launch of additional services, as well as its plans to upgrade some of its products. Notabank enhances security with Flagrite collaboration. Flagrite has announced a partnership with Notabank, aimed at enhancing digital banking security. ATB Ventures, Olio partners with Third Stream. Canada-based ATB Ventures has announced a strategic collaboration between Olio, its digital trust platform, and Third Stream, a financial services provider for institutions. TRM Labs launches behavioral intelligence for blockchain. TRM Labs has introduced behavioral intelligence to augment blockchain investigations with advanced transaction analysis and pattern recognition. 1inch unveils Web3 debit card with MasterCard. 1inch has launched a Web3 debit card in collaboration with MasterCard and CryptoLife. UK MP Bim Ofalami announces Open Finance Task Force. Bim Ofalami, UK Government Economic Secretary to the Treasury, has announced the formation of an Open Finance Task Force during a speech at IFGS 2024. EC and CFPB meet on consumer risks from AI and BNPL. US and European officials have begun an informal dialogue on consumer financial protection issues, focusing on the rise of big tech in payments, the use of AI in lending, and the emergence of buy now, pay later. National Bank of Kuwait works with IGTB for digital transformation. Intellect Global Transaction Banking, IGTB, the transaction banking specialist from Intellect Design Arena Limited, has won an extended mandate with National Bank of Kuwait, NBK, a top 10 ranking bank in GCC, to accomplish a full digital transformation by modernizing existing channels and providing new digital capabilities in transaction banking. European Task Force calls for T1 alignment. A group representing buy and sell side firms and market infrastructure providers across Europe has called on the UK, Switzerland and the EU to coordinate plans to shorten the settlement cycle for securities trades. Temenos rejects Hindenburg claims after probe completed. Shares in core banking provider Temenos have risen upon news that an investigation commissioned by the company found that accusations of mismanagement by short seller Hindenburg Research were inaccurate and misleading. German bank LBBW enters crypto market. Landesbank Baden-Württemberg, LBBW, the largest federal bank in Germany, has formed an alliance with crypto custodian Bitpanda. Realtime launches blockchain R&D center in India. Realtime, a leader in Web3-based financial and digital services technology, is proud to announce the opening of a new research and development facility, Realtime Research Lab Private Limited, in Chennai, India. Climate FinTech Philz partners with digital banking tech provider Ion. Philz, a pioneering force in climate-positive transactions, empowering businesses of all sizes to embed climate positivity into transactions using their APIs, is thrilled to announce a strategic partnership with Ion, a leader in digital banking solutions. SBI Securities selects Broadridge for post-trade services. Global fintech leader Broadridge Financial Solutions, Inc. NYSE, BR, today announced that SBI Securities Company, Limited has selected Broadridge's post-trade solution to launch its equities brokerage services to clients in the UK, through its subsidiary SBI Shinsei International Limited. UK RegTech DOCS Tribute appoints non-exec director. London-based RegTech company, DOCS Tribute, today announces the appointment of Manila McLean to the board of the company as an independent non-executive director with effect from the 15th April 2024. CFIT to chair Open Finance Task Force announced by UK government. CFIT has announced that will chair a new task force designed to provide customers and businesses in the UK with an optimized suite of open finance solutions. Data Mesh augments payments and customer experiences for Viva Energy. Fuel supplier Viva Energy Australia has selected FinTech Data Mesh to revolutionize payments and customer experiences across its fuel and convenience retail network. Chinese fraud victims seek to recover US$4.3 billion worth of Bitcoin. Victims of an investment fraud scheme in China have sought to recover US$4.3 billion in Bitcoin held by the United Kingdom's government. UK government announces Open Finance Task Force. Bim Ophalami, UK government economic secretary to the Treasury, has announced the formation of an Open Finance Task Force during a speech at IFGS 2024. Lloyds Bank names Linda Weston head, commercial cards. Lloyds Bank appoints new head, Linda Weston, as head of commercial cards. Starting in June, Linda will be based in London and report into Chris Loring, Managing Director, Lending and Working Capital. Lloyds completes first electronic bill of lading transaction. Lloyds Bank has completed its first transaction using an electronic bill of lading, EBL, on the Wave BL trade documentation platform, in a cross-border deal that featured entirely digital exchanges of documentation. Webull Canada launches desktop platform. Webull Canada, a leading digital investment platform, today announced the launch of its desktop platform. Innovate Finance sets out open finance roadmap. Building on open banking to enable wider data sharing across financial services products including savings, mortgages and insurance, could unlock an extra 30.5 billion GDP a year for the UK, says a paper from Innovate Finance and KPMG. Zopa eyes IPO after hitting FY profitability. UK digital bank Zopa has swung to its first full year profit as it prepares to start offering current accounts and eyes a future IPO. Baker Hill appoints Sheila Simpson Chief Human Resources Officer. Baker Hill, a leading financial technology provider in delivering solutions for loan origination, risk management, and analytics, has expanded its executive team with the hire of Sheila Simpson as the company's new Chief Human Resources Officer. Landesbank Baden-Württemberg enters crypto partnership with Bitpanda. Landesbank Baden-Württemberg, LBBW, has entered into a strategic partnership with Europe's leading crypto platform Bitpanda. As part of this cooperation, LBBW is provided with an investment as a service infrastructure, which is used, among other things, to store and procure cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin, Ethereum, and other digital assets. CFCU Community Credit Union picks Pulsate Marketing Engine. Pulsate, provider of mobile-first engagement solutions that deepen digital banking relationships and cut through noise in consumers' moments of need, announced today that CFCU Community Credit Union, CFCU, has chosen Pulsate as its premier marketing engine for its ability to meet individual members' needs throughout all phases of life. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.